Welcome to Corporate Cafecito, a podcast based on professional development, career growth, and respecting our cultural identity.
It's my honor to introduce to you Nayeli Suarez-Gas. So Nayeli, let us know, who are you? What have you done? And what's your background?
So I was born here in Chicago. My mom is from Durango and my dad's from Jalisco, which are both, I feel like I don't even know how there's people over there still with everyone who's here, but it's really amazing because we have a great community. I homegrown, you know, went to Lane Tech, went to UIC. I have two boys. They are so fun and energetic and they play football and everything. And above that, I have 20 years in corporate America, working mostly with big brand names of consumer packaged good companies. So think about everything that's sold at a grocery store, at a convenience store, or at a restaurant I've touched in my career, which has been really rewarding. And I am also an executive coach at Elevar Development.
Excellent. So what are three pieces of advice that you would give to those that are listening regarding their career, given your extensive experience?
You know, there was a piece of advice I got when I was like a teenager. And he said, there's no such thing as a free lunch. What it's based around is gratitude, right? So if your friend gave you a ride somewhere, give them a couple bucks for gas. Like, show your appreciation. And don't take things for granted is how I took it, right? So if someone offers you something, make sure to give them back something as well. You know, show up with something to say thank you. And I always try, you know, when I go to events or something, I bring something along with me. It's true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. But what he was trying to say is practice gratitude and appreciation. The second is find your cheerleaders. And these are going to be the people that support you. These are going to be the people that build you up and who put you back together. And I always tell people, it's hard to understand like what a cheerleader is. But if you were at the Bears-Packers game and Aaron Rodgers threw an amazing pass, there's nothing that he could do where we would be like, we're a Packers fan now. Know that about your cheerleaders and don't waste your energy on the people who you're never going to convert to be cheerleaders. Just give the people who cheer for you more reasons to cheer. And then I think ultimately that comes to the last one, which is like, lose your fear. Lose your fear. We have great role models in our Latin community of our parents, right? You know, I saw a sign the other day and it said, an accent is a sign of courage. And it's true. Think about our parents and what they gave up and what they did. You know, son bien luchistas. And so I invoke kind of like their experiences to tell myself like, you know what? I've got to lose the fear. I can do this. Pa adelante.
So Nayeli, tell me, why is it that you coach?
You know, throughout over 20 years in corporate America, I found my most rewarding part of my job or of my career was helping other people find that like moment where they're like happy and they move up. And I'm very passionate about seeing other people's growth. What I wasn't passionate about was the coaches I had, right? They would break me down and then they build you back up and then they break you down, which is why, you know, our executive coaching company is called Elevar, because I believe that we all fundamentally have everything we need to be successful. Sometimes we just need someone to pull it out of us, to elevate us, to push us to another level.
Thank you. Excellent. Well, there you have it. You got insight now to Nayeli Suarez-Gas. Thank you for sharing your story. Please check us out at corpcafecito.com and drop us a message.